Welcome back to another bonus episode of Cubicle to CEO, the podcast where we ask successful entrepreneurs the business questions you can't Google. I'm your host, Ellen Yin, and dare I be very bold and say that these next 5 minutes together may actually change the way you email forever and drastically improve your business success. And here is my number one tip. Stop ending your emails with this sentence. Let me know if ... Let me know if you're interested. Let me know if you would like to do this. Let me know, fill in the blank, right? This is a conversation killer. I'll tell you why. When you end an email with let me know if, it's a statement. It's not a question. And the way that our brains are wired, we as humans don't feel the same urgency or responsibility to respond to a statement as we do a direct question. When you say, let me know if, it basically gives people permission to make a mental rain check and say, yeah, I'll let you know if I'm interested, which may be never, or it may be sometime far in the future, and by then I'll have forgotten to respond in the first place. What I would highly recommend you do instead is to flip that statement into an actual question. So what does a question look like? Instead of saying, let me know if you're interested, you could instead say, are you interested in fill in the blank with whatever desired action you have? Are you interested in having me on your show? Are you interested in this proposed partnership? Are you interested in joining our program? Do you see how when you ask a specific direct question to someone, especially if it's a yes-no question, it's a lot harder for the person receiving that question on the other end to just blatantly ghost you and ignore a direct question, right? A question invites a response. A statement, on the other hand, does not. So that's one way you can change that statement into a question. But I also want to give you 6 more ways that you can end your emails, depending on what the context is, in a way that invites a response. For example, maybe you can say, would you like to move forward on this? You can ask someone, are you open to exploring this further? If you're giving someone options, maybe you can say, which option do you prefer? You can ask someone, do you have any initial questions? You can also ask someone, what are your thoughts on this? And finally, you can ask them, if you're trying to schedule a meeting, what time works best for you? All 7 of these responses, the 6 that I just said, as well as the variations of are you interested in fill in the blank, are better options than ending an email with let me know if you're interested. If you apply this one tip to your emails, whether it is a personal private email you send to one individual or a mass marketing email you send to your entire list, I promise you just by implementing this one simple tip, you are going to see a dramatic increase in the number of responses you actually get to your emails. And I bet you, you'll see a higher success rate on your pitches as well. You're going to close more deals, land more partnerships, secure more press and media interviews and all the things that you want when you start ending your emails with a question rather than a generic statement. If this mini episode was helpful to you, I want to know, which response are you going to try in your next email? DM me your answer at Miss Ellen Yin. Also, I feel like this could be a fun recurring series on our bonus episodes. I actually started something a while back on Instagram. It was a series that only has one part, but I guess this could be a second part to it. I titled it Ask Biz Bestie, and it was essentially a series based on this idea of giving you the words for difficult situations in business when you don't know what to say. Like when someone ghosts you, how do you get them to respond? Or if someone asks to pick your brain for free, how do you respond to that in a kind but firm way that still respects your boundaries? So all these situations that we run into in business, sometimes we don't have the words for what to say. I've experienced a lot of these personally, and so I feel like I might have some wisdom to shed on those situations. So if you would like me to continue this series, is there a sticky situation where sometimes you find yourself at a loss for words? DM it to me on Instagram, and I'll put that in our request folder for future potential bonus episodes to continue this series. And who knows, someday maybe I'll even create an entire ebook with a guide on exactly what to say in every single type of situation. All right. If you found this episode helpful, as always, share with a friend, tag us in your stories at Cubicle to CEO and at Miss Ellen Yin. I'll catch you guys next week. If you are enjoying two doses of Cubicle to CEO in your podcast feed every week, will you help support our efforts in continuing to bring you more quality free content by going to ratethispodcast.com/cubicle2CEO? That's spelled CUBICLETOCEO, and sharing a review for our podcast. If you go to ratethispodcast.com/cubicle2CEO, it will allow you to choose which podcast player you want to leave us a review or rating on. It's super easy. It takes less than 30 seconds. You can even leave just a rating without having to write a review. So it's literally as simple as one click, but it goes so far in helping us continue to pour into these resources for you. So thank you so much if you choose to do that to support our show. Again, the link is ratethispodcast.com/cubicle2CEO. We'll also link it below in the show notes.